The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11:10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In
advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Jones.
Oh!
Thank you. Wishing the very best. Thank you for joining us today. With
heavenly water,
aloha.
Heavenly water.
Yes,
heavenly
indeed.
Water. Yes.
So if I'm always spinning, a little frothy on the edges, but spinning. Okay.
Here we Gary go. Knows it and I know it. Okay. And we want to start by saying we are nutrition specialists. Forever years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well, with the magnificent formulas, magnificent products you can't even get elsewhere, and a broth cafe at Alive and Well, which is phenomenal and even more phenomenal now, and organic and incredible. And every day we rejoice and it's just a state of joy. Each day we get the fantastic produce of the local organic Maui farmers, and we are so appreciate. We bow to them in great reverence for what they're doing and using all of these magnificent products in the great variety of the broth cafe. And again, whatever your choice, we don't impose a choice, except it's got to be organic because that's what you're getting there. But vegan, vegetarian, non-vegan, non-vegetarian, wild fish, though, you know, beautiful organic. You can have organic meat, you can have organic chickens, but all of that, or any of the choices or with the proteins that aren't any kind of animal source or any kind of fish source, all of these things are there, magnificent combinations at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
And we're using the Vortex water throughout the entire store.
Exactly.
So
right.
If you're having the broth, the liquid in the broth is from the vegetables and what? The Vortex water.
Absolutely.
And if you're having bringing in your gallon container and fill it up with water, it's the Vortex water. The coffee served is from the Vortex water.
Or tea or anything like that.
That's
anything
right.
That they make. And that's completely pure of any contaminants. Any contaminants whatsoever, 99999999. You know, any kind of no chemical, no plastic, no solvent, none of those toxic chemicals whatsoever, and loaded with oxygen. Go ahead, dear.
And as the water comes out through the pipe, it is restructured to the original water form. Water is changed quite dramatically through all the processing that goes on to bring water to the faucet. Well, from the faucet, from the public faucet to your mouth, there's other reconstructive, regenerating, vortexian, if you will, activity, which restructures the water back to what you were drinking out of a mountain stream.
Right, and just as they say, the vortex water does give that structure, strengthens immune system. They talk about this complex order of molecules in the body and how much the structure makes. Important, it makes detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, full of energy, okay? Just all of those purities, et cetera, and so forth, especially now when you're getting to learn much more about the news and all the terrible chemicals and how what plastics can do too.
Oh, boy.
Terrible. And you know what Dennis and I are madly in love with? We're the green juice fanatics, and we love the Alive and Well Glow Cleanse. It's the high intensity, and that's a special way to do this, of organic juices put together only in glass and with cleanses, with taking them every single day. And if you want a specific cleanse, which would be phenomenal, just talk to Belinda. She's there, and she's our specialist in the juice cleanse.
You can get
in
touch with her at
877-4950
and ask for Belinda.
Yes.
And she can set up a wonderful program for you. For individually, structured for you, your situation, your health challenge, whatever right. that might be. But the idea is to get the cleanest, purest food particles into your body.
That's right.
To let your body do what it knows what to do with those
That's
things.
That's exactly right.
And get rid of all the microplastics, as we mentioned just briefly a second before, but all the other pollutants. Keep this in mind, folks, that every chemical that is released into the atmosphere or applied to the crops or pre-treating the seeds of the crops, added to the soil, whatever, all those chemicals end up in your liver, in your body.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Eventually, that's the whole path.
And this came out in the news, and we were reporting it. And that chemicals used to make plastic can cause cancer, birth defects, impaired immunity, endocrine disruption, reproductive issues, developmental problems in unborn babies, newborns, or children. And a recent study alerts mothers to be of one more plastic hazard. Swedish researchers found that when a little boy fetus is exposed to bisphenol F, BPF, which is used in making plastic, he can have a lower IQ at age 7. Good grief. And they talk about how this happens. But this bisphenol A leaches into the food to line cans, to make plastic. It goes on and on. So the important point is don't drink the glass.
That's just one of the thousands of chemicals.
One of the thousands. But okay. The thing is, and you know, right now, I am so glad for history, for the history of the great people that formed the country. And this is an exact quote. We'll tell you who in a moment. I'll start it and then I'll finish it. You need to listen to this. And I wish that we could ingrain this on our hearts, on our brains, on our lives. Or put it up there on the wall. I'll look at it each day. This is what it is. Listen up. I'm quoting. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into an undercover dictatorship. To restrict the art of healing to doctors and deny equal privileges to others will constitute the Bastille of medical science. Read the rest, Mr. Jones.
Here we go.
After the Bastille of medical science, Mr. Jones, read it.
All such laws, says the writer, are un-American and despotic. And who was the American who wrote that statement? Dr. Benjamin Rush. Dr. Benjamin Rush. Who's Dr. Benjamin Rush? He was one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
And he was a doctor and wrote this about how terrible and overreaching
and
the lack of medical freedom.
That's right. This whole tendency to become dominant has become a dominant feature in any practice of any sort. Every little group wants to be the big group. And medicine has had that tendency since before Dr. Rush wrote this in 1776.
Right. Okay? And you have to follow this up, Jen, with one of the great people of all time. Go ahead.
Here's a keeping in mind on a similar theme, a famous quote. The quote is, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." Get that?
Yes.
Nutrition. Who said that? A kid named Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison, light
right.
bulb.
Was he a bit of a genius?
The light bulb for electricity and everything for all people and change the entire planet. Thomas Edison lit up the soul when he said that. That's the soul and the spirit and the freedom.
And the idea of science, okay? Science is always changing. Science is always being contested by other scientists. And eventually you reach a truth, which all scientists agree on. But what is the science of the day? Well, it is keep your mouth shut and keep moving. Don't question what the latest scientist has to say. You can't contest or question or further investigate scientifically anything that's going on in this world today.
You know, oftentimes we make a quote, we say, I guess it's our own quote, take back your health, because it can be robbed from you in so many different ways, as this was touched on right here by these great leaders, great thinkers. And I want to say, and I'm going to share talking about this with you, of course, Mr. Jones, and that is, take back your brain. Don't let them take away your brain, give you the drugs that are known to cause all brain deterioration, et cetera, and the statin drugs, et cetera, and so forth.
And the procedures.
And
the limitations. You cannot think a certain way anymore. You cannot use your brain for proper inquisitiveness.
Well, we want to say take back your brain, and that is why we are so thrilled about the miracle of Alive and Well's brain power. And Alive and Well's brain power is a super PQQ supplement. This nutrient that makes, you got to hear these studies and what this nutrient does. And it's super strong, and it's very highly activated of the PQQ brain power. Now let's quote the doctors, and all, there's a whole host of studies here, lists of them. This is what they say. PQQ helps create new mitochondria in brain cells, is a very potent antioxidant, stimulates the nerve growth factor, boosts energy, cognition, memory, and learning, according to all studies. PQQ, say the word, can you remember it?
Pyrrolquinolanquinone.
I'm glad you said it for me, because as many times as I've pinched Gary, tickled Gary, asked Gary to say some of these words for me, Gary won't do it.
No, but he giggles when you do that.
Okay, well, I like to make him giggle.
That's
I want to hear that. So PQQ plays a significant role in cognition and memory. Okay, how he promotes the growth of what's called new mitochondria in your cells. Brain cells, say the physicians, have a higher concentration in these little cellular power plants.
Organelles, they're called.
Than most other cells in the body. And the study's quoted. You can have anywhere, that just like, now they're just quoting you, Dan, that you've said this. You can have anywhere from 2 to several thousand mitochondria in each brain cell.
Each cell. Can you imagine this, folks? Just, have you ever seen a cell? You can't see a cell without a microscope. And under the microscope, there's all kinds of activity going on within each and every of the 7 trillion cells you have in your body. 7 trillion or more.
Right.
Okay?
And they even say that these little brain cells even have their own DNA. When you increase the number of mitochondria, you have more cellular energy to power through your day.
All
Can
right.
you read this?
Okay.
And then hand
now,
it back to
when
me.
When you have the more mitochondria in every cell. Okay, so you can't see a human cell without a microscope. And once you get a microscope and look inside that cell, you cannot count the number of organelles, which are what mitochondria are called. Mitochondria organelles, up to thousands in every single cell, of which there are trillions and trillions of cells. Okay, going back to the article. PQQ plays a role in neurogenesis, creating new nerves, by helping to form the growth of new neurons through the stimulation of nerve growth factor, NGF. Kind of a mouthful of stuff right there.
Right, a mouthful of stuff, okay.
Okay, let me go on. The mitochondria are little organelles that live by the thousands in every cell in your body, but the brain and the heart have the highest concentrations of mitochondria because they are the most energetic cells in your whole body. Keep in mind, your heart goes 100,000 times a day, beats 100,000 times a day. The brain never sleeps. You hopefully get six to eight hours of sleep a night, but while you're dozing, the brain is cleaning house. The brain is preparing for tomorrow. The
right.
brain is correcting mistakes of metabolism throughout your whole body. The mitochondria produce the ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the spark.
The spark of life. Absolutely.
In every cell.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, what a miracle. Okay. Going on with the article. PQQ protects against oxidative damage by shielding against cellular death and shielding against damage to the DNA.
I'm going to stop at 1 second and say cellular damage. You think of those free radicals, oxidative stress, et cetera. They're destructive substances and chemicals and distorted cells that turn destructive and destroy our own being. And it protects against that.
And talking about other toxic substances, the thousands and thousands of chemicals added to our environment by industry every day of our lives.
And we intake if we don't eat organically, et cetera.
And we breathe. In the air as well. It's in the water as well.
Okay,
going on. Protecting against oxidative damage by shielding against cellular death and damage to the DNA. It reduces inflammation in your brain.
Wow.
And it shields. Can you imagine inflammation of your brain?
Inflammation. Flame. Remember the root of that. Flame. You don't want flame in the brain.
That's fire.
You want to be sane in the brain, but no flame in the brain.
Girl.
Okay? Be a poet.
Yeah. PQQ reduces inflammation in your brain, and it shields your brain from glutamate-induced toxicity, preventing apoptosis, which is cellular death.
And, you know, glutamates come from many sources, and many foods that have chemicals and MSG and other things like that are glutamate and are destructive to the brain and organs.
Amen.
Go ahead.
PQQ is able to save and revive brain cells that have been damaged from beta amyloid proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease and prevents the formation of alpha synuclein proteins that cause Parkinson's disease. We're getting at the very basic of what the spark of life is.
That's right.
And that spark of life is generated in every one of your 7 trillion cells by the mitochondria.
Right. That's right.
And
that's
the mitochondria population increases the energy of every cell in your entire being.
Absolutely. And that is so incredible. And going on to make the point about the PQQ, how we boost brain power, energy, cognition, they say that this process, just like you say, Dennis, of mitochondriogenesis
creates new mitochondria.
Stops and reverses brain cell death, say the doctors with the studies listed, and brain degeneration.
Now, keep
PQQ
in mind,
is the nutrient that can do this. And more energy in your brain cells means quicker thinking, better memory, amped up alertness, less mental fatigue, and more.
Can I just say something here?
Yes, please.
Okay. The brain is susceptible to aging just as your biceps are, just as your ability to run a 100-yard dash. When you're 18 years old, 100-yard dash is nothing. When you're 78 years old, 100-yard dash, my God. I'm having trouble getting out of the car. How in the world can I run 100 yards? I can't run at all. I can maybe increase my walking pace, but run, forget about it.
We have to sing in the background, Darling, I Am Growing Old, maybe a violin or this kind of music.
That would help.
That would help a little bit? Right.
But the idea is that all cells start to degenerate in energy production, and the PQQ increases the mitochondria, energy-producing components in every cell in your body.
That's right. And just like it says here, it promotes nerve growth factor, which is necessary for brain cells to regenerate. And, you know, I want you to read, Dan, the summary, say the doctors, that this, and they say here, research from hundreds of studies. All of these have been shown to be helpful for neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and dementia. Research from hundreds of studies. But that doesn't stop this whole pharmaceutical thing from trying to get you a useless drug that will cost tens of thousands a year to take for one person, okay? But read the summary of the PQQ benefits. As the doctors say, research from hundreds of studies have shown PQQ will.
Okay, but before I do that, you just mentioned the new drug that's been given approval. A 10-to-1 vote against approval, but the FDA approved it anyway. And the whole idea with that is that drug is going to reduce the clumping of proteins in the brain, which they say is the cause of dementia. It's wrong. And that drug is going to cost $56,000 a year.
For one person
for one
to take.
Person.
Can you believe this?
It's a series of injections. You have to go to the doctor
Unreal.
To get them. Okay?
Unreal.
Okay.
Summary of benefits by the hundreds of
research
studies.
Research from hundreds of studies have shown that PQQ will, one, boost energy levels and stamina. Why? It increases mitochondria. Mitochondria in every cell produces more energy, and you boost your energy levels and your stamina. Two, reduce fatigue.
Ooh, like that one. I like that one.
Well, it kind of goes along with energy and stamina.
I like that.
Improves your sleep. That's a beauty.
But I don't want to sleep during the radio show, okay? Got to stay awake from that, okay?
Well, you keep poking me, so
it doesn't make you tired.
Sleep.
It just improves all these different things. Okay.
And the improved mitochondria with PQQ reduces the possibility of age-related diseases, so it boosts your immune capabilities.
Wonderful.
Well, that's particularly important this day and age.
Yes.
Because so much of the emphasis with the drug cartel and the government and all the media is you've got to take a drug to protect yourself. Well, your body's been doing a pretty good job. And go back to the signer of the Declaration of Independence. You have an immune system.
Right.
Use
and eat, take what you put in your mouth healthfully can make all the difference.
That's right.
Finish.
And what comes out of your mouth, likewise.
Okay. Hey, got to watch what you say. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, baby.
All right. That's a good bit of advice.
And the PQQ mitochondrial improvement improves cognition, brain function, memory, brain function, learning, brain function, and recall, brain function. Repairs damage caused by strokes. Again,
that's very
brain
important
function.
Right there. If there is any kind of damage, and then they should have, I mean, you would think if there's damage, even if it was a fall, even if it was an injury or whatever else, helping to reconstruct those neurons in the brain.
Absolutely.
Whatever the cause.
Again, PQQ will protect against Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
Again, folks, it's producing more energy in the brain, which as you age, that energy production diminishes. Why? Because the mitochondria become aged and die.
You know,
by taking the PQQ, yes. By taking the super omega-3 fish oils, by doing all kinds of other brain nutrients, the brain can become younger again.
And you know, and we have so many wonderful people that come in and share with us that because of what's happened to their different loved ones relative to these cognition, dementia, you name it, et cetera.
Right, right.
They want to do things to arm themselves. This doesn't have an age thing sticker on it. PQQ is great for all ages.
For
it's
all ages.
It's a wonderful thing to do to keep the brain young and strong.
And it's not included in this article, but in other articles we've been reading over the years. By the time you're 35, your brain is starting to... Okay? It's never too early, they say, to start using the nutrients which build the mitochondria, which produces the adenosine triphosphate, which is the spark of life. And 35 is a very good age to start, they say.
Everywhere. And remember, even when you're talking, and we're going to do another study, things that doctors thing on the super pure omega-3, remembering how long we've known how that builds babies' brains, and mothers have to take it to make the babies' brains, et cetera, mm-hmm. Go right ahead and finish.
In addition to the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's improvement, the last article, last item they list here is lowers PQQ with improved mitochondria concentration, lowers the LDL bad cholesterol. Now, here's something that we mentioned many times, that the cholesterol drugs, which are supposed to be the lifesavers and have been proven and published in medical journals around the world to be completely ineffective. But the cholesterol drugs lower your LDL, but the cholesterol drugs also destroy the mitochondria.
That's right.
And they create dementia.
They do, and it's written as a black box warning, right, Din?
That's right.
Right on each of the drugs that it causes cognitive dementia.
And in so doing, destroying the cells, destroying the mitochondria function of your brain and your heart, the heart becomes weaker. And the brain becomes weaker and more. Well, that's the whole thing. Cholesterol drugs create dementia.
Yes, they
and
do.
And Alzheimer's and a weak heart. Okay?
And the interesting the shocking thing. They continue to give this, even though it says on them, too, that increases the part of the black box warning, not only muscle breakdown.
On cholesterol drugs.
But, yes, the statins, cholesterol drugs, but they actually shoot up the blood sugar.
Yeah.
And cause that's so disastrous, and so many diabetics are on it, and their sugar is shooting up out of control. You can have kidney failure and even death.
Well, that's where the kidney failure is part of it.
That's right.
Because that's what allows the blood sugar to go excessively high.
That's right.
The pancreas is not functioning properly to deliver the insulin. And the liver, which is the great arbiter, final arbiter of blood sugar levels in your body, the liver is also being compromised.
Right, and if you cause muscle breakdown, which is well known as part of the statin drugs because they rob the heart its necessary nutrient, which is the cardio form, the 100% ubiquinol form, the cardiocubicin-10, the heart can't beat without it. It robs the body of this, and then all the muscles which needed to breathe. So you get what's called rhabdomyolysis.
That's it.
The muscle pain and breakdown. The weakness of the heart and the muscle pain and breakdown, all because of these drugs, which are routinely prescribed.
That's it, baby.
You know, and I can't remember. I am the least knowledgeable, and I don't know that Gary can testify to this. He doesn't know me since I'm young, right, Gary? Well, sort of. No, he's still a kid.
I mean, since you're young.
You're
eternally young.
But remember that.
You have mighty chondria.
That's exactly right. But the importance of things like the super pure omega-3s, and I can't have the brain without it. I mean, that's if I weren't taking that, I don't know where I'd be, right?
Well, that's also the consensus of thousands of studies being done on that product.
That's exactly right. And here's the doctor's reports on this. Across multiple studies, the omega-3, super pure omega-3, EPA and DHA from the fish oils correlates positively with better brain structure, function, and health. Because remember, like I was about to say with Gary, I thought maybe it's not necessary. I don't know about sports very much. I mean, I know we love baseball as a kid. You know, I'm a Brooklyn Dodgers. I'm a little Brooklynite kid. We all love the Brooklyn Dodgers. We love baseball and all, but I'm not very knowledgeable about the different teams. But they were teams. And so there's a great team player right there with that PQQ. Is the super pure omega-3 from the fish oils, EPA
Amen.
And DHA.
Amen.
And the importance of that is the molecular distillation and the high amount of EPA and DHA, which we make sure to give you. And that's a powerful team because they do different things. This is the fatty structure of the brain. And the eyesight, the heart, of course, but the fatty structure of the brain.
And the fat in the brain is 60% fat.
That's right.
And that's also part of what's wrong with the fat-free diet. The people on the fat-free diet have more shrunken brain.
That's right.
Than do people who eat healthy fats.
Healthy fats, which is different from those omega-6s. That's another whole topic. Across multiple studies, the doctors report here, the super pure omega-3 index correlates positively with this better brain structure, function, and health. In the studies of individuals aged 67 years on average who were free of clinical dementia, total brain volume, size of the brain, correlated with omega-3 index, as did cognitive functions like visual memory, executive function, and abstract thinking, and studies quoted right there. And then it's talked on females, okay? I don't know why they just talked about females right here in the second part, but I'm going to say it anyway. In a study of females...
Why wouldn't they talk about females?
How about men and women, okay? We don't be sexist about it, right? In a study of females...
Well, don't be sexist because you can't even call girls girls anymore.
Get into that. In a study of females aged 65 years or older and free of dementia, the omega-3 index, that means what your level was, correlated with total brain volume measured 8 years later, medical study quoted, the progression to dementia was much less likely and occurred later in life in those with the higher omega-3 index. In younger individuals with omega-3, the higher index correlated with executive function and cognitive flexibility, while in the oldest individuals yet studied, aged up to 88 years, cognitive impairment was 400% more impaired with a low omega-3 index, okay?
Whoa!
400% greater cognitive impairment with lower omega-3s.
Mama.
A recent meta-analysis. Now, again, we've often defined the word meta-analysis. Meta-analysis means analysis of all the studies. All the studies, a zillion.
Well, hundreds or thousands
hundreds,
of them,
yes. A recent meta-analysis, medical studies, also identified low levels of EPA and DHA as a positive risk factor for cognitive impairment. That knocks me out. That knocks me out.
There's something I want to mention.
Please.
We have PQQ, of course, the Alive and Well PQQ. And we have the highest potency of PQQ on the market. And we have a unique addition in the formula. It isn't just plain PQQ, although that is very good. Our product is PQQ with alpha-lipoic acid. Now, you've heard us talk about alpha-lipoic acid perhaps many times. Alpha-lipoic acid itself is a major neuroform of transfer ingredient. It reduces inflammation. It enhances the transport of nutrients across the blood-brain barrier. It protects the brain against substances which should not be there. It is a life-extending, energizing component for every cell in your body, but particularly your brain, your eyes, your central nervous system, okay? And that's in every capsule of our PQQ. And our PQQ being one of the highest potency formulas, it is also one of the least expensive.
That's true.
It's for potency, it is... People that are putting out a 5 or 10 milligram PQQ are charging as much as we have to charge for our 40 milligram PQQ.
And amazing, you know, save your money and save your brain and save your life and save your quality of life.
Use your brain by our PQQ.
Yes, and other important nutrients. And I bless her for saying she's a very famous medical doctor, Dr. Marlene, speaking in an article that she wrote, Guide to Lifelong Brain Health. Well, and she's, you know, head of a lot of institutes. And some of the quotes from her is, the major things that deplete your mental capacity include toxins in your environment, drugs, high blood sugar, insulin.
Now, when she's talking drugs, she's not talking just street drugs. She's talking medications.
Medications. And she goes on to define that, too. High blood sugar or insulin. She's just saying the things that deplete mental capacity are high blood sugar. And we were just talking about how the statin drugs are, this is our comment, mm-hmm. how they are known to cause high blood sugar. It's in the black box warning.
Yeah.
And she says here, what depletes your mental capacity is lack of critically important specific nutrients. Okay? Chronic infections, uncorrected hearing and vision problems, and she goes on and on and talks about how important it is to be low in starches, eliminate sugar, replace processed foods, eat organic vegetables, non-farm fish, excellent oils. She goes on and on and on about the very things that we have said before. And then she does say here, You can help your body eliminate the toxins by doing, and she says here, just like we said, this Dr. Marlene Merritt says, the top types of drugs that damage mental function, I'm quoting, are those for sleep, prescription and over-the-counter, anxiety and depression. Mona didn't have to say it.
Wow.
In addition, says the doctor, Demerol for pain, antihistamines and statin drugs for cholesterol cause confusion and far worse mental symptoms. That said, any drug can be toxic, says the doctor, much more so in older people because the ability to eliminate toxins decreases with age. And then I want you to read, because she lists her top favorites, how to detoxify the brain. She puts at the top there NAC, which you have talked about, best known as a treatment for toxicity, etc. And she calls the problem with the brain starvation, I'm going to give this to you in a second, type 3 diabetes.
Oh,
yeah. Did you read about the type 3 diabetes?
Yeah. We have mentioned this in passing on several occasions, but she goes into a little more detail.
Yes.
Type 3 diabetes she says Alzheimer's is referred to as type 3 diabetes because irregularities in blood sugar have a major impact on mental capacity. The brain uses up to one quarter of all your blood sugar as fuel. When problems arise, it can't absorb and burn that fuel, and then it can't function properly. Now, just for a second, the statin drugs impede the function of insulin in your body to normalize blood sugar. So you're getting high blood sugar levels just from statin drugs, okay?
Yes, that's right.
And that same inability to control sugar also affects your brain.
That's right.
And that's
diabetes of the brain.
That's it.
That's what's been said and accepted.
And statin
sugar caramelizes the brain.
And statin drugs, by its negative activity on your insulin production, also contributes to dementia and Alzheimer's Parkinson's and all the other things. Okay, going on. In a sense, the brain is starving, says the doctor. It's as though a big can of gas is sitting next to a car, but you can't get the gas into the fuel tank, so the engine can't run.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
How come this doctor can say that about a car so efficiently, and you, the car expert, and you, the car passion person, couldn't have said that before her about the gas beside the car and you can't put the fuel into the tank? You should have known that before her. You should have known that. You're the car guy.
Well, every
did she call ask you that?
No, she didn't.
Well, she should have.
She should have, yes. Because every car guy knows you have to unscrew the cap to the gas tank.
That's right.
Then you
got to put it in there. Put it in there. The tank needs
so
fuel.
So she doesn't know how to unscrew the gas cap.
Don't defuel the tank.
Here we go. In the case of Alzheimer's, she says, the inability to use fuel is dramatic. Like type 2 diabetes doesn't suddenly appear. It takes years of gradual decline, sometimes so subtle that it seems normal until the decline dramatically affects daily life.
Well, so important, these different points that she said. Mm-hmm. And I think that I want to get to some of the wonderful supplements that she tells about that are tremendous support systems here to tell you about the different things, okay? Okay? So it's really very interesting thing. She says you have to eliminate the carbohydrates. And he says the ones that are most problematic are grains, corn, potatoes, desserts, candy, sweet drinks, fruit juice. You should eat plenty, though, of non-starchy vegetables. And
Amen.
That's exactly what we've often said, and she talks about that. Then she says, right here, viral and bacteria infections can cause brain inflammation that produces dementia. The most common bacterial infections are dental, urinary, sinus, and they can spread to the brain. Lyme disease is another. Viral infections can include herpes or Epstein-Barr. Can you talk about, again, I'm not making a claim, but so many holistic doctors know that and used in top hospitals, about UltraSilver infections, mouth, anywhere. Okay?
Yes, okay. Well, the mouth is considered one of the filthiest places in your whole anatomy because it contains so many of different pathogens of such a wide variety. But what's been proven over the years and used in medical facilities in Europe primarily, especially in newborn babies, they spray their eyes with UltraSilver just to kill off the...
And ears and throat and everything,
yeah.
And sinuses.
To kill off any accompanying virus, bacteria, yeast, or fungus that may be in the mother's birth canal, okay, just to protect it. Silver has been used for thousands of years as an anti-infective for all kinds of pathogens. And what people are now doing in the States are using the UltraSilver, a tablespoon or so in their mouth, and with a brush, lightly brushing their gums and their teeth with the silver.
Yes, incredible.
Rather than just swishing around, which
That's
is good. But if you could swish and brush simultaneously, or like you would your teeth, not to scrape your gums, but to gently massage them with your toothbrush and massage the oil in and around all the crevices and areas between the gums and the teeth.
Yes,
because
right.
As you may be aware, if you're having any kind of medical procedure with your heart, any kind of medical procedure with your lungs, any kind of medical procedure, they're now saying you have to take antibiotics first to clear all the bad bacteria from your mouth.
And remember too that the Ultra Silver, it's killing viruses. It's not just the bacteria.
That's
it's
right.
Viruses
and yeast,
without the side
and
effects.
Yeast and fungus.
No copper
and
molecule.
Mold, all those different pathogens.
Can't turn blue. Okay. No taste. And it's the 9999 nanoparticles.
It's 99.9999 pure silver.
That's right. That's a whole different world. So that's a terrific supplement, which I said too many times how it saved my life. And a top holistic doctor told me about how it could do that from a terrible infection I got from an antibiotic once taken, which was in the gut. And that was Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of the Tahoma Clinic. He told us, came into Alive and Well, said, you got the answer there that I use for infections in the Ultra Silver. This doctor, bless her, of Dr. Marlene, saying right here that there are essential vitamins to feed the brain. Going on, as you've touched on the importance of the PQQ and the super pure omega-3, she says also add a powerful multivitamin, that 100% of the daily value of each nutrient. Look for high potency, the supplemental facts on the label with extra B vitamins in that. And Den has that here. He's going to get to that in a minute. She supports that with her Cardio-Q10. She says it's critical for at least 100 to 300 milligrams a day, the purest fish oils, and additional B12, choline, and goes on even that that she talks about, the soy-free lecithin. Go ahead.
Well, the multiple choice is healthy one. It is an all-vegetable source multiple. It is iron-free, the no toxicity iron buildup for men, and it is certainly, it is not going to create iron deficiencies in women.
Not at all.
But it's enzyme activated. You know, we're really hot on enzymes, digesting our food particles properly and getting better absorption and utilization. But it's just as the doctor mentioned, it is the more than the minimum daily requirement, more than the recommended daily allowance, which are very low standards. This gives you optimal nutrient levels, completely non-toxic, a beautifully balanced formula, one to the other, and it can be used one or two capsules a day. It can be used to combat stress. If there's particularly stress in your life, you can use it as a stress B complex, along with other nutrients if you so desire. I'm not prescribing for you. I want to give you some idea of the panoply of benefits from this particular vitamin you wouldn't find in other products.
That's right. And the magnificent green foods, the organic spirulina, chlorella, all of those wonderful things, and antioxidants that really support the adrenal function.
Called Healthy One.
Healthy One. That's just terrific. And, again, a great price. You know, a really powerful player, and this is listed in another top area, quercetin, nature's answer for protection against viral infection. And again, as we often explain, it's a plant pigment in the flavonoid family. Vitamin C doesn't exist alone. It's part of the plant. But the colored matter, the pigment, there's this natural bioflavonoid. And quoting the article from the scientists and experts, as scientists around the globe search for ways to address the SARS-CoV-2 virus responsible for COVID-19, and there is a high level excitement over a plant pigment in the flavonoid family called quercetin. And they go on here, what are the health benefits? Quercetin exerts significant health benefits. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory dietary antioxidant, critical in protecting cells that line the surfaces of body and blood vessels. This benefit is important for the respiratory tract health, especially for the health of the small sac-like alveoli in the lungs, where oxygen is transferred in the blood. Okay, and he goes on about how important that is. Most recent scientific investigations on quercetin have focused on this potential to fight infection. Okay, and the antiviral effects. It also can enhance white blood cell activity and on and on and on. And quercetin has been shown to block the infectivity of a variety of viruses. It's talking about the different, they even say that a human clinical trial in athletes shows these effects translate to quercetin reducing upper respiratory viral infections. Another study, 40 trained male cyclists were given placebo or quercetin daily. And quercetin improved physical performance by 57%. How would you like that?
I like it. I take it every day.
Okay. And so I'm going to give this to you in a second. Quercetin, only one of the 20 cyclists given quercetin developed any cold symptoms, while 9 of the other 20 developed respiratory symptoms.
Can you those read, who did not use
that's
quercetin.
That's right.
Yes.
Can you read about quercetin and okay. COVID-19? Okay, Madir?
Okay. Quercetin and COVID-19, verbatim, folks. For several reasons, quercetin became a candidate as a true supportive to COVID-19. Initially, many nutritionally oriented physicians began recommending quercetin for its ability to enhance the antiviral effects of the ionic form zinc. It also, there was a doctor, Dr. Siegel, on television. Way back a year ago in March, when the pandemic was just getting a good head start.
Yes.
And everybody was panicking because there was no drug available, okay? And this guy, this doctor, was on television being interviewed. And the interviewer asked him, what are we going to do? And he says, keep in mind, we don't have a vaccine, don't have a drug to combat this, but you do have an innate immune system. And that innate immune system is designed with the right nutrients to protect you against all viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungi. What you can do is take extra vitamin C and extra zinc and extra vitamin D3 and quercetin. And as he was trying to explain quercetin, the interviewer interrupted and said, what's quercetin? Why, that sounds, what is that? And he said, quercetin is a natural bioflavonoid. Quercetin has the unique ability to protect your lungs, particularly against excessive mucosal buildup.
Right.
And when the mucosal buildup is fighting the virus, creating an excessive mucus production in your body, the alveoli receptor sites in your lungs, oxygen receptor sites in your lungs become plugged up with mucus. You can't breathe. That's why they use respirators in and around New York and other areas of the world to try to help people breathe in spite of all the mucus. They couldn't get rid of it.
Right.
But quercetin gets rid of excessive mucus.
That's
so
right.
Those who used it survived, and those who didn't use it didn't survive.
And that's, you know, people, and I guess, and I've said many times, but I never forget it, that I was a life and death asthmatic, seriously allergic child, and they kept thinking I wouldn't make it. And constant steroids and constant inhalers and constant infections from the drugs they gave me and all the cortisone every single month. And then I remembered even this morning coming back, as the years were going on, I got sicker. This before I knew about nutrition. And I'll never forget this top pulmonologist saying to me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You aren't going to survive. We don't expect you to survive this illness. I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I'll survive this. I don't have to listen to what you have to say. I was a fighter. You know, that's why my maiden name was Fight, F-E-I-T. Mm-hmm. I always wondered, why did I have a maiden name called Fight? And then that's why the boys used to say to me, hey, Fight, want to fight? But I guess I was a fighter, even without the name Fight. And when I learned about the things like the vitamin C, quercetin, taking that, I got so much better. You know, NAC is a huge player in that. I got so much better. My symptoms pretty much have vanished. I do that every single day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the symptoms now that I had. And I've seen that with so many endless people, and even seen that with our youngest grandchild, who was helped dramatically with that. You can do that. It's in there in the divine scheme of things.
I wonder why you were so attracted to me, why I was so attracted to you.
Because I like to fight?
Because you're a fighter.
Yeah, that's right.
But also because I had a similar thing with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
And you weren't, it wasn't that you were a smoker. It
no.
was the way mommies smoked during pregnancy.
I was raised in a house full of smoke when I was a kid.
Yeah, they didn't know then. They didn't know.
Of course. I'm not blaming them for anything.
No, I don't. I just.
That's not the point. The point is that I was always on antibiotics. I was always on drugs. I was always a snotty-nosed sneezer wheezer.
Well, you're kind of snotty-nosed kid anyway.
Still,
there's certain things you haven't outgrown, Dan. Gary can testify. You're still a snotty-nosed kid.
Thank you.
I'm still a fighter. Even without my maiden name.
You certainly are a sweet person. At any rate,
I've
told this story several times, but maybe in the context of this conversation, it has some meaning. And that is that I had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the form of emphysema. And I was told I had to take drugs for the rest of my life. If I didn't, it's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. There's no cure. But these symptoms can be reduced by taking the drugs, which have undesirable side effects, but that's to be concerned later. At any rate, I took the NAC Plus with vitamin C, which has a similar decongestive, cell-building, health-rejuvenating factor. So if you have any of those kind of conditions, I can't prescribe for you, but the evidence shows that NAC is remarkable for the lungs and the liver and the kidneys and the brains, as long as quercetin is there also for the lungs and that major anti-inflammatory effect throughout your whole body.
I'm a huge believer in that. I'm just a huge believer in taking these great nutrients. I've seen it every day. And remember, take back our health. We can do that. And there are wonderful, in additional tremendous products. I want to at some point get into this fact of the famous Dr. Alan Inglis talking about this tremendous amino acid, its taurine, and all that it can do. And when I want to touch on that very much as we speak again. But, you know, before I do that, remember that nutrients, wondrous nutrients, can make all the difference in the world, okay? They can make all the difference, you know. And let's stay away from the pesticides. Let's eat organically. Let's go into that. And remember, too, we even have made an important point of having a terrific air purifier. It's small. It's very attractive. And this has been in the Cleveland Clinic and all thousands of residents. Every kind of leading place has done this with this wonderful purifying all the air you breathe, and it's used on the NASA International Space Station at the Ground Zero Museum, and thousands of hospitals, doctors, and dental offices. 2,000 units were placed throughout Washington State government, 30 Major League Baseball teams. This is absolutely amazing. The Volara Air and Surface Pro destroys harmful pollutants in the air and on surfaces, removes all odors, and it does this, no chemicals, perfect solution, the best air purifier on the planet. And they said, we can prove it, and that is exactly what NASA says. It is available there for you at Alive and Well. Purify the air you breathe, the water you drink, the magnificent food that you eat. And remember, too, you can call our 877-4950. Set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. But we can give you great information, beautifully comfortable area, the distancing, everything clean and purified and gorgeous, and not 1 cent of charge ever has been or ever will be. But set up a time. Call the 877-4950 when you want to sit on one. You know, sit one with one with Dennis or with Mona, and we'll just sit there and be able to share with you, okay?
And remember, folks, you can make mighty mitochondria. Mighty, mighty mitochondria with the PQQ plus alpha lipoic acid. Does wonders for the brain, wonders for the heart, wonders for every organ, every cell in your body, creating cellular energy for the trillions of cells that you have.
That's right. And you can call that number, 877-4950. Anything from the Gorgeous Cafe, we'll have it ready for you. Or come on in and take your order and take it right on out. It's all there for you, all our great services.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.